Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and this is Tuesday, November 12th. We are pre-recording it, but it will play on the 12th. And with me in the studio today, I have John Totten, Executive Director of Dog Smile Adventures. We're going to focus in on a general interview about the program, how it's going 4 years in, and then talk about the online auction that's currently underway, culminating in a great event later this week. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So you're no stranger to KRFY. You've been in here a few times, but we always have new listeners. So give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you came to be doing the work you're doing for Dog Smile.
Right on. Yeah, it's great to be back. Yeah, this is my fifth winter in Sandpoint. And it's kind of hard to believe. Time flies
by.
Right? But it's been great. My background is in campus recreation, outdoor recreation programming, and also in commercial guiding. And I spent many years working as a sailboat captain in the Caribbean. And during that time, just really became disenchanted with the gig and the money, and just realized that I wanted to keep sailing, but I wanted to do it with a little more purpose. And that manifested through a longer story than we have time for into Dog Smile Adventures, which is a therapeutic sailing program based here in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Now, tell us about the gales on Lake Pend'Oreille. Nothing like the hurricanes in the Caribbean.
No, but I'll tell you what, you know, for freshwater lake sailing, Lake Pend'Oreille, it gives us a little bit of everything. I like it. I think it's a perfect place to train and learn. And I've had a lot of students and participants actually over the past couple seasons begin their sailing here and then take it to the salt water.
Well, yeah. It is a pretty big body of water. You can get a good-sized boat out on it.
Absolutely.
And yep. A full head of steam if you could
plenty
of
room.
Reach. So tell us about the boats you use.
So we have, Dog Smile has three boats. So we have the Dog Smile itself, which is a 35-foot monohull. It's a J105, so it's a pedigree racing boat. It's actually a pretty competitive boat, and its time was designed in the 90s. And that boat I bought in Antigua. And that's the boat I had in the Caribbean and the one I hauled all the way up here in 2020. And so, yeah, she's the flagship. And then in recent years, we've acquired two more boats. And so we have two Catalina Capri 25s. And the Capri 25 is one of the fleets that we race with the Sandpoint Sailing Association. And so those boats are great because they're very versatile. They're great for teaching beginners, great for folks with limited mobility, but also they're pretty fast and they sail really well in light air. And so that's the fleet that we run. And then I also collaborate with North Idaho College down on Lake Coeur d'Alene, as well as the Sandpoint Sailing Association. And I use their dinghy fleets. So they have, each of those groups have fleets of small boats that are perfect for training our youth.
And so which marina or area are you based out of?
So we are based primarily on Lake Pend'Oreille, so in the Windbag Marina here in Sandpoint, and then also at McDonald's Resort in Bayview on the other end.
Both ends covered.
That's right.
How do you, before we launch into the mission and scope of all things, how did you come up with the name Dog Smile? There's got to be a story behind that.
For sure. Dog Smile's been with me since I was a kid. We had a dog. I grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, and on that farm we had a dog named Pepper. And Pepper used to smile, and she'd come out and show all her teeth and wag her tail, and I always thought she was going to bite me. And I can remember the day when my dad held me and forced me to sit there and say, no, she's just really happy to see you. Make the face back at her. Make it back at her. So I did it, and I showed my teeth, and I figured it out. I was like a, you know, four-year-old kid. But anyway, dad didn't know what he did there, and I started making that face all the time, and I was the Dog Smile. They called me Dog Smile when I was a kid, and when I found the boat in Antigua, it was abandoned, and it had three different names, and naming boats is his kind of, you know, sailors and their superstitions can get a little out of hand, but when you rename a boat, there's a bit of a ceremony, and in this case, nobody knew what the boat was called, and so we named it Dog Smile, and that was but long before the charity and nonprofit ever manifested, but it's kind of stuck with us. And it's been fun because now we get people to make the face, and it just brings that happy wagging tail dog kind of vibe to what we're doing, which is really what it's all about.
It sounds like a beer that should have been brewed by Laughing Dog.
Right? You know, that sounds like a collaboration, Phil. We should maybe, yeah. I should go talk to those guys.
we'll talk off air. We'll go over and have one.
Sure.
So, yeah. So back to Dog Smile, the outfit, the organization. Tell us about the history and mission and what all you do.
So Dog Smile Adventures is a therapeutic sailing program. Our mission is to, inspire healing and discovery through sailing adventures. We focus on under-resourced populations such as veterans, those with special needs, physical or mental handicap. We work with domestic refuge programs, foster programs, women's shelters, things like that. We really focus on folks who are under-resourced that probably don't have access to this lake. And also we focus on healing. So we go out sailing every day with a healing intention, and we tune the experience to the group. And so if I have a group of 12-year-old kids, we do it one way. If I have a couple of folks who are wheelchair users, it's a little different experience. But everyone that goes out sailing, and we set an intention each time we go that we're doing this to feel better. We're not necessarily doing this to win a race or learn to sail, although those are sometimes the activities we're in. It's all about healing, and it's all about access. And like I mentioned, I used to sail very expensive yachts with quite wealthy clientele, and they were mostly lovely people, but they didn't need me. Mm-hmm. And that's what eventually kind of burned me out. And here, I could go on for hours about all the encounters I've had here on Lake Pend'Oreille in the last four seasons, sailing with people who had never been sailing, had possibly never been on Lake Pend'Oreille, and they'd lived here their whole lives. And they look at this lake and they see the boats out there, but they don't get to experience it. And we've gotten so many of those folks out, and some of them again and again. And I can tell you that there's a real impact on folks. And you know, you're a backcountry wilderness person. Like, there's no therapist like nature. I believe that. And I'm a fan of therapy in all forms, but I really don't know that there's much that's just more universally effective for people than connecting with nature and the water. And so that's what we're all about.
So as you reflect back on the last 4 years, is there a favorite moment or two you'd like to share?
Wow. That's a great question. I would say, you know, the first group, I still remember the Neary family. They live in Coeur d'Alene. They have three children on the autism spectrum. And I connected with them, and they were our first ever group to go out. And they still sail with us once a month all summer. And that family, I'll never forget it. The first day, and I remember, you know, starting the nonprofit from scratch out of my own pocket was quite the tour. But I just remember thinking, you know what, if this thing doesn't make it or it doesn't last or whatever, we did it. I'll never forget that day. It was like we took some folks sailing for free who would not be sailing without us. And that one really sticks with me.
How do you connect with people? How do your clients come in and connect with you? How do they find you?
The primary way that folks connect with us is through another program. So I collaborate with local programs such as Bonner Homeless Transitions, NAMI Far North, and a multitude of others. And they specialize in a certain population. And I work with them and say, hey, within your group, do you have some people who you think would like to come out sailing? And the answer is almost always like, oh my gosh, how much room do you have? You know, and then so I collaborate with the leadership within those programs, and they find, you know, how many people and what time, and they help us coordinate it all, and we just work together to make it happen. Other folks find us through the website, different channels, social media, things like that. But as far as the charity clientele, most of it comes through community collaborations with other programs that are focused on certain populations.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned the word free a couple times, but somebody has to cover the essential costs. How do you do that? How do you keep the doors open? That's not a great metaphor for sailing because you want the hatch covers closed, probably. But you get the drift.
Yeah. So we fundraise, you know, like every other nonprofit. So we have a fundraising event that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But we also, we work with Claret Good Horse Grants here in Sandpoint. We work really hard to acquire grant funding. And we have corporate sponsorships, locally here, Northwest Specialty Hospital and, Lighthouse Foods are our corporate sponsors that support us. And so we bring in funds that way. And then the other way that we generate revenue is by selling trips. And so I sell trips to the general public. And so anyone who wants a sailing lesson or just a sailing experience, a day sail or a sunset sail, they can buy a trip through us. And I tell everyone that if you buy a trip, you're really buying two. You're buying one for you and one for me to give away. And that And I didn't make that up. Lots of companies do that, which is cool, but it's really worked. And folks, especially tourists, people that are passing through, they love it. They love that they get to have an experience, but they also love that they get to leave something here for our community. And so that's the primary way that we pull this off.
Yeah. It sounds like you're probably very busy during the summer season. What does the season look like? When do you start and finish?
Yeah, we run, you know, it's about a 4-month season. As anyone listening is aware, the spring here in North Idaho can be pretty variable, but I generally get going sometime in early June and we run through September, sometimes a little bit of October, but it's basically a 4-month season and we sail every day all summer. So we ran 183 sailing programs this wow. past summer. We provided over 1,200 experiences and almost 5,000 hours of therapeutic sailing. So we're busy. It's on.
You must have a lot of second mates.
The team is growing. You know, I ran the first two seasons all by myself, and I hope I don't have to do that again. it was a lot of work, but no, I have one part-time staff named Bruce Robertson here, a local guy here in Sandpoint. And I also had a full-time staff, a fellow named Court Nutt, who sailed 6 days a week this summer as I did. So the three of us run the programs with help from our volunteers. We have a great crew of volunteers through the sailing club, through the college, through different channels, folks that just want to come down and help out and share their love for sailing. So it's definitely not just me anymore, and I'm really proud of that. It also makes it possible. Yeah.
So what does the off season, the winter, look like?
For the program, you know, once we get our fundraiser finished up here, it's all about grant writing, fundraising, mm-hmm. connecting with our partners. There's some admin, but it's quiet. You know, there's not a ton going on until we pull the boats out of the barn in May. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty quiet. So I spend my time working in the mountains with the Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center, who we've talked about. But as on the dog smell front, it's kind of dormant. So it's on when it's on. You know, those 4 months in the summer, we go after it. But then the rest of the year, it's pretty chill.
It's time for winter activities.
That's right. Yep. Yep.
That's a nice seasonal attribute. Some listeners may have been picturing a dog smile south where you truck it all down to Lake Pleasant in Arizona.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I get out a little bit. We're going over to the coast to sail this weekend and, I do a trip to Mexico in the spring, but to work, but, we're pretty quiet. We run that season, that summer season, and then we take it easy.
What's the biggest challenge you've had in 4 years getting it started up and going?
I think the biggest challenge is just self-confidence, just to believe that it's going to happen. I mean, I'll be honest, we ran out of money multiple times and we were hanging by a thread, and it's, you know, it's taken a few years for it for me to figure out. I've never run a business in my life, let alone a charity. And so there's a lot to learn, and the ups and downs of spending and budgets and things like that. And I know you're aware of it. But there's times when I was just really afraid it was going to end, and I had to dig pretty deep to keep it going. Yeah. And I think as a founder, that's it. That's at the end of the day, you got to believe in it and know that a donor, something's going to happen. It will, if the mission is sound and the community wants it, then it'll happen. And I firmly believe that. And I'm now, you know, and we're far from, we don't have like a large reserve or anything like that, but I do feel like we made it through the startup phase and that we're becoming a little more established now. And that's a good feeling, but yeah. I'll tell you, I didn't feel that way every day. Yeah.
It takes a while to hit that, yeah, hit that point where you feel like it's sustainable on into the future. And
for sure.
Yeah, the world of small businesses, small nonprofits is, you know, one that's tenuous at best, especially at startup. And there's so many things that could trigger failure. It takes perseverance to make it through.
No doubt. Yep.
Well, congratulations on 4 seasons. And
thank you.
We are going to talk about some of the ways you're making it sustainable. Right now, we're in the middle of your fall auction. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah. So we launched in the pandemic and at a time when you couldn't have a traditional fundraising event, such as a gala or dinner event or anything in person. And so we found some software online and we ran a virtual event, you know, and at the time my nonprofit mentors were, everybody was experimenting with this model. And since most of them have returned to their traditional methods, and we didn't. I just thought, you know, this works. And there are so many events. There's so many great nonprofits here, and there's just so many fundraising events. We thought, you know, what if we left ours online and allowed people to not have to go out tonight, not have to dress up a lot, just to take part from the comfort of their own home. And so we run this event online. It's really two parts. One part being our auction, which is currently running. And so through the link that we can share, the auction, it opened up on Monday and it's going to run through Thursday. So it's open for 4 days. So if you can't make the live event, which is online at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday the 14th, if you can't make that, you can still bid. And mm-hmm. so through the One Cause link, you can, you know, log in from your phone or your laptop at home and you can see the auction and you can make a bid. And that's happening throughout the week this week.
So how does someone find you online?
So the easiest way is just to go to dogsmileadventures.org and click the link there. If you go to our website right now, the pop-up is for the event is the first thing you see. And also, if you go to our social media channels, if you search at Dog Smile Adventures on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, you can find our all the information for the event there. So there's a link to the One Cause event that opens it up. So if you opened it up right now, you would see the auction. We also have merchandise for sale. We have shirts. We have a great sponsorship through Doma Coffee down in Coeur d'Alene. And so we got our own Dog Smile branded coffee that you can buy, which is so cool. And so you can purchase that merchandise right now. You can bid on the auction. But then the event happens really on Thursday night. And so on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., the One Cause will come alive. And what we do is we broadcast a show of films from our season. So I work with a media company based in Coeur d'Alene called Action Sports Media. And we just try to capture the stories. As you know, like it's, you know, folks who donate to this program, a lot of them are from out of town and a lot of or they've never actually been out sailing with us. And so we share these stories so that people can connect, so that they can get a taste of where their donation is going and get a feel for how we're executing our mission. And so we've got 5 or 6 different short films that we'll be showing that are all different stories from different folks, kind of different angles on our mission from this season.
But all part of the Dog Smile Adventures.
Yes. They're all sailing stories. They're all people that are participating nice. In our program. And so we've got these videos happening. We also have some music this year from some local artists that are singing a song about sailing for us, which is just nice. Cool and entertaining. And
tell us who the artists are.
So it's Sam and Crystal from here, and I don't know their last names, but I bet you, I hope they're listening because they're great. And they came down, and it's an idea that we had called Songs for Sailing. And so we're hoping each year to capture different artists to record some music for us just to add to the show.
Any classics like Jimmy Buffett's "Son of a Sailorman"?
I won't spoil it. You'll have to tune in to hear the song that they chose. But I'll tell you, it's great, and it just has that very Dog Smile, very feel good vibe. So 6:30 through the link, the One Cause link. You tune in, and it doesn't cost anything to register, and that's really important to me. Just in the nature of our program, I love that you don't have to buy an expensive ticket to this event. You can come and tune in and hear the stories from the water and send us a way to go, and that's it. You don't have to spend any money.
And the auction will culminate, though, this night.
That's right. The auction will end at the the bidding will close at the end of the final video. And so there'll be some action there right away, and the auction items will be going, and you can bid during the films while they're playing the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we want you to share some of the auction items, but before we do that, I want to let the listeners know, and many will, because they see your sailing adventures as part of many other organizations' auctions. You kindly donate those, and of course, that's helpful to raise money for organizations like KRFY. You were kind enough to donate to the radio station's auction. Thank you on behalf of the entire station. And that brings in valuable revenue for the station, and I would imagine great exposure for your program.
Yeah, absolutely. We donated 22 sailing trips in 2023 to local charities such as KRFY. And so I donate a sunset sail to auction events just like mine. And folks will raise anywhere from $300 to $3,000. You just never know. And, you know, I initially started doing that just because of colleagues that were asking, and I thought that was cool. And it put our brand in a room full of philanthropic people here locally. And so that seemed like great marketing and so on. But to be honest, 4 years later, what I love about that is how it allows our mission to ripple through this community. These are programs with very different missions from us, but we're all serving the same people. Yeah,
really,
you know,
it really takes in a small community. It really takes everyone pulling together.
Yeah, and it's a privilege from our program that we have this thing that we can donate that really helps folks raise money. I mean, we the local charities that we donated those 22 trips, they raised over $15,000.
Wow.
For various missions all over the area to support the good that they're doing in town. And so that just lets us be a part of that and is turned into one of my favorite things about what we do.
Excellent. So tell us about a few of the items that people can bid on.
Yeah. So the auction it's so awesome. I'm really proud of it. We focus on experiences, not things. That's kind of our style. And because it's virtual, there's nowhere to pick up a basket of whatever. And so we don't do that. We have things ranging, we have big trips. So we have sailing trips all over the world. We have a sailing trip in Greece. We have a sailing trip in Mexico, sailing trip in the San Juan Islands. We have sailing trips here on Lake Pend'Oreille that include Airbnbs. We also have one that includes a weekend in a floating home in Bayview, which is really cool. We also have really, really unique experience. We have two sunset dinner cruises on the Sizzler, which is the Hagedorn family's private yacht that's down on Lake Coeur d'Alene. It's an absolute beautiful boat, and it's not easy to get on, and they use that boat to do like what I do, except on a much higher level. They donate these nights, so we have two of those. And then we also have we have a wake surfing day down on Lake Coeur d'Alene, which is super fun. We have a spa day through the Coeur d'Alene Resort. So lots of different experiences at, you know, different price ranges and times of year and so on. But it's really all about us. You can buy one of these experiences, and when you buy one, you created literally hundreds of experiences here on Lake Pend'Oreille for people who are not going sailing without us. And that's what I love about it. And every time I get to go on one of these trips, I'm on most of them. I love that connection that we have with the family or the couple or the whoever buys the trip. We get to have a really high level conversation about, you know, what it means to give and be generous, and also the privilege of having the resources to do something like this and use them to help some people who don't. And so, yeah, I'm super excited about the auction. It's a big deal.
It sounds pretty fabulous.
It's great.
It sounds like the kind of thing that will really give you the oomph to get through the off season into next year.
Yeah.
What does the coming year look like?
Well,
year five.
Yeah, year five. I'll tell you what. I think next season, the things that are going to grow are our junior sailing continues to explode. The parents and the community have really, really responded. And so junior sailing is going to increase. You know, we were out there. We had two programs a week all summer, and I think we'll probably run four. I think we'll double the junior sailing next season. That's going to grow. We'll continue to have a similar team, but I'm really excited. We're going to have some of our teenagers that are coming out of our junior sailing program are going to start working for the program, which is so cool. Like the dream of growing our own sailors is actually happening. And in 4 years now, we've got some of these kids. I met them when they were, you know, 11 or 12, and now they're driving cars they're going to start driving boats for me,
awesome.
Which is just, it's just amazing to see a young person who really catches the bug, you know, and give them an opportunity to do it for money, like to make some money, to volunteer or to be hired by the program and work part-time for me.
Now, I know when I first heard about it, and I know I'm not alone in this, I think I pictured a dog, a mascot on board,
right?
Smiling. Do you have any dogs on board with you?
We don't. No, I think there's been a couple dogs on the boats over the years, but not frequently. So there are no dogs specifically with the program. It's just the story and the name.
Yeah, it's a lovely one. Well, as we start to wind down, any closing thoughts before we repeat all the auction information for those who didn't catch it the first time?
I think what I would just share with anybody listening is do what you can, you know. This whole dream, this thing manifested in such a bizarre way for me, and not a wealthy person. I didn't have millions to make this happen, but I did it. And I just feel like if you're listening and you have an idea or a thought about a way that you can help someone else or the way that you can then contribute to your community, do it. There's no better cure for feeling down, depressed, anxious, fearful than helping somebody else. It is what's pulled me through the hardest times in my life, mm-hmm. is the fact that I get to go out every day all summer and take people sailing who would never be out there. Mm-hmm. And what it does for me personally is immeasurable, and I don't find it anywhere else. Yeah. So,
whenever we're helping others, we're really helping ourselves.
That's right.
Our community, of course. So, Well, John, the auction, how do people find the auction and the event?
Okay, so if you go to dogsmileadventures.org or at dogsmileadventures anywhere in social media world, you will find the link to our One Cause event. You click on that link and register for the event, and you're in. You can, like I say, it doesn't cost anything. You can choose to make a donation, bid on an item, or you can just celebrate the season and enjoy the show with us.
Well, thank you, John. John Totten, Executive Director of Dog Smile Adventures. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah, most welcome. As always, if you missed part of this podcast or interview or would like to listen to it, and again, it's in entirety, it will be available as a podcast on KRFY.org in the very near future. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope to catch you on a morning show soon.